Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Say And our first song was A Declaration of Independence by the Banished Privateers from their album First Night Back in Port.
Actually, that's Ye-Y-E.
Did you know that that comes from the Thorn character, which was actually pronounced the, makes a TH sound?
In the medieval ages. This is the 21st century.
Well, I like to do it right. Thank you very much. Did you know that's my favorite letter of the alphabet?
Just shows your age.
You can find out more about them at facebook.com, which does not have a Thorn character as far as I can tell. So you'll actually have to type Y-E, Banished Privateers.
You are listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, the new CDs of 2017. I am Gretchen Fott.
I am your father.
Otherwise known as Danny Fott. The next song is The Caymans Are Coming, performed by Crossed Cannons from Skull and Cross Cannons. Find out more at facebook.com/crossedcannons. We had a great time meeting and talking to Crossed Cannons at the Rosenvolk German Medieval Festival last year.
Restock the rum, the cannons are coming, they're going to drink it all. Quickly, lads, find another barrel, or all the walls will fall. When we arrive at Tortuga Bay, our thirst, it must be quenched. A mug in each hand, and sitting on our knees, you know it's a pretty wench. Toast after toast and mug after mug, till the rum's all gone. The bartender's scared, he's seen this before, he knows what could go wrong. So restock the rum, the cannons are coming, they're going to drink it all. Quickly, lads, find another barrel, or all the walls will fall. And the tar. So restock the rum, the cannons are coming, they're going to drink it all. Quickly, lads, find another barrel, or all the walls will fall. So restock the rum, the cannons are coming, they're going to drink it all. Quickly, lads, find another barrel, or all the walls will fall. They're going to drink it all. Quickly, lads, find another barrel, or all the walls will fall.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
And that last song was The Beast of Bodmin Moor by Pictus from their album Air. You can find out more about them at pictusmusic.com, P-I-C-T-U-S. Oddly enough, their previous albums were called Earth, and another one was called Water. Anyway, Air is their new album that came out in 2017.
Some upcoming podcast episodes are Hall of Fame Show, Tony Picks, May the 4th Be With You, The Sci-Fi Show. The next song is Black is the Color, performed by Jesse Linder from Crescent Moon. Find out more at facebook.com/jessielinder.bard.
Jesse happens to be an honorary podcast minion. He also performs with Three Pints Gone, and he has been a member of Separated at Birth, Cross Rogues, and Tippler's Way.
All right, one more. One, two, three, Try it again. Okay. Am I playing at a different tempo than I'm counting?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Aki is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses rare. The sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love my love, and well she knows, I love the ground whereon she goes. I wish the day it soon would come that she and I would be as one. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some roses fair, the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. I love the ground whereon she satisfied, I ne'er can be. I write her a letter, just a few short lines, and suffer death a thousand times. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Her lips are like some I love the ground whereon she stands. I love the ground whereon she stands. I love the ground whereon she
stands. The rolling ocean, the crashing waves, the endless waters shall be your grave. But from this destiny you can't be saved. You'll die a coward or you'll die brave.
The song of battle, the howls of pain, the roar of thunder.
Because the ocean is our domain. The clash of steel rings throughout your head, the smell of powder, the taste of lead, screams of the fallen, the sense of dread, the slowly die and lie among the dead.
The song of battle, the howls of pain.
The last song was Domain, performed by Musical Blades from their 2017 album, Raised the Black. MusicalBlades.com.
Okay, you're supposed to mention the following names.
Matthew Newman, John Wallers, Jenny Trevor, Turtle Davis, and Robert Pratt.
Okay, why? What did they do?
No clue. That's not part of my job.
It doesn't say. I think they're very important people. What? What is that? What are you doing?
They're part of the Illuminati.
I'm pretty sure they're not. Let's move on to the next song, Epilogue, Stella Nuova, Lauda 30. It's the last track on the album In Tempore Spiritus by Peter De Piper.
Which means spirits in time.
Well, no, In Tempore Spiritus means that. Peter De Piper, that means Peter De Piper. Is that a thorn in the middle? Peter De Piper should be spelled with a thorn because that's my favorite letter. But I don't know. What it actually says here is a D, Peter D apostrophe Piper. You can find Peter at facebook.com/PDPiper.
If we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear, and this weak and idle theme no more yielding, but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend. And as I am an honest puck, if we have unearned luck now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the puck a liar call. So, good night unto you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends.
Fugley here in the lanes of Wartburg, and I'm here with Jörg Doms, and he does medieval and Renaissance instrumentation. He's going to tell us what he does.
Hello there. I started like over 25 years ago making historical musical instruments, and I sometimes copy instruments as well which don't exist anymore, which is real fun. You end up going to northern Spain or somewhere where you find it as a sculpture on a cathedral, and you rebuild an instrument from a stone sculpture or from a little picture in a manuscript.
And what made you want to do this in the first place?
I always was fascinated by craftsmanship, and I thought that musical instruments were so beautiful in Renaissance and Baroque times, and they spent so much time on it to make something nice, which you don't find anymore today. So I said, I want to be a historical musical instrument maker because I really like the craftsmanship.
And if someone wanted one of your instruments or wanted you to work on an elderly instrument, how would they contact you?
That's very easy. You sort of go on www.wittenberg-music, with K, because it's from Germany, music.de.
Thank you very much.
That song was Ye Mariners All by Cranegg from their new album, In Your Own Dreams. I interviewed one of the members of Cranegg at the Texas Renaissance Festival in 2017, and here is the interview now. I'm here with Frank O'Gara at the Texas Renaissance Festival. I just got to hear your band perform. So tell me some more about Cranegg.
We've been on the circuit since about 2000. It's about 17 years. We do mostly Irish and Scottish and a lot of English music. We have 4 recordings now. I don't know what else to say after
that.
Tell
me more about your newest album.
That's called In Your Own Dreams. It was an idea that was germinating with me for maybe 20 years. I've always wanted to do progressive rock songs with our instrumentation, which is English concertina, fiddle, guitars, of course, and drums such as djembe and dumbex. We're doing Don't Fear the Reaper in our own interpretation, also A Quarter of the Crimson King, which I've always wanted to do that song because I always liked that little interlude that the organ played, and I thought that would sound great with an English concertina. Oh, cool. And then there's a Genesis song that we did called Entangled, which is, you know, not the most famous Genesis song, but it's one of my favorites, and it has this great mellotron solo at the end, which is well represented by a violin. And also we have a couple German songs. Gabrielle's actually German, our lead singer. A lot of people don't even know that she's German because she speaks English so well. It almost sounds like it's English or Irish or something.
I wouldn't have guessed.
We have been in the circuit for a long time. We've known Jerry Berry, who's been playing with us now. He was one of the founders of the Minstrels of Mayhem, and he also has his other band, New Minstrel Review. So we've been playing with him off and on over the years. Same with Owl. And at every festival, we have sometimes somewhat different people that we play with.
Let's play one of the tracks on your new CD. Which one do you recommend?
Well, Twa Corbies, which is cut number 3 on our new one. It's a Scottish song, and it's got, you know, a lot of great percussion and mandolin and guitar and viola. So.
All right, great. Thank you so much for letting the listeners of the Renaissance Festival podcast learn a little bit more about Kranich.
Thank you very much.
All right, one more set of the season. Good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Most of the songs on the album are cover songs, and we're playing the only two Podsafe tracks on the album. For some great takes on progressive rock songs, check out the album In Your Own Dreams. Go to kranogmusic.com, C-R-A-N-N-O-G, music.com. And next up, as requested, is Twa Corbis by Kranich.
This is Donald Heimley. I play the glass harmonica, and you're listening to Renaissance Festival Podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Fare thee well to you, my own true love. I'm going far away. I am leaving for California. You know I will return again someday. So fare thee well. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but me darling when I think of thee. I have sailed on a Yankee sailing ship, Davy Crockett, me her name. Her captain's name is Burgess, and they say she's afloat to Hades. So, oh, fare thee well, my own true love. When I return united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but me darling when I think of thee.
the sun shines on the harbor, love. I wish I could remain, for I know it will be a long, long time before I see you again. So fare thee well, my own true love. When I return, united we will be. It's not the leave of a Liverpool that grieves me, but me, darling, when I think of thee. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but me, darling, when I think of thee.
That song was Fare Thee Well by Ezzendil from their 2017 re-release of their album, Ezzendil. You can find them on Facebook at E-Z-N-D-I-L. One thing we learned about Ezzendil is they love a lot, they laugh a lot, and they love to laugh at life a lot.
What do you do while listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast? Leave us a message at 478-227-8537. Send us a message on Facebook. Email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. The next song is Frog Kissin', performed by Brogdon Nagian Bards, from Dragons and Virgins. Find out more at facebook.com/Brobdingnagian Bards.
I don't think you said that right. Isn't it Brobdingnagian?
That is spelled Brobdingnagian.
Well, you can pronounce it however you want to, I guess. It's Brobdingnagian.
Do you remember in the fairy tales how the wicked witch's spell turned the handsome prince to a toad? By a power of motion, she handed him an ocean, and he was lower than the dirt in the road. And though she left him green and hoarded, her evil plans were thwarted. Their chance to happen by the young miss, who in spite of his complexion, offered him affection and broke the wicked curse with her kiss. And if you've never been frog kissing, then you don't know what you've been missing. There's a wealth opportunity under each and every log. You've never been charm breaking. You've never been handsome prince making. Tell us, slow down and turn around and bend down and kiss you a frog.
Ribbit.
Once upon a time ago, I was down and feeling low like a lonely frog in a pond. My life was such a joke, and I was just about to croak, because I've been zapped by life's wicked wand. But in the depths of my depression, there came a true expression of love for a person so sweet. She gave me warm, fuzzy feelings, feelings that were healing, and she knocked me off the little web feet. And if you've ever been frog-kissing, and you don't know what you've been missing, there's a wealth of opportunity under each and every log. And if you've never been charm-breaking, and you've never been handsome prince making, gotta slow down and turn around and bend down and kiss you a frog. Now there's a happy ever after land, deep in the heart of man, where a prince and prince abide. But all we get are glimpses of those handsome prince of princes, cause they're covered with this green warty hide. And though they're full life's potential, they're lacking one essential to enable them to shine like a star. Such a handsome guy or missus to smother them with kisses and love them just the way they are. At the free turn of frog kissing, and you can turn it to a fuel, just listen. There's a wealth of opportunity on reach and never be love. And that's a secret of charm breaking. That's a secret of handsome prince taking. Gotta slow down and turn around and bend down and kiss you up. Slow down and turn around and bend down and kiss you up. Slow down and turn around and bend down and kiss you up, frog.
Ribbit.
Woo!
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher, and Mark Gunn. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. You can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is patreon.com/renfestpodcast. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
She's shiny, oh so shiny, but don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. Yes, she's shiny, oh, 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 so shiny. She keeps me spinning round and round in a whirl, carrying the weight of heartache from her past, running towards a future that won't last. What a beaut, that girl makes my heart soar. She lights the night like a brightly shining star. Yes, she's shiny, oh so shiny, but don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. Yes, she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny. She keeps me spinning round and round in a whirl, dressed up for a fancy ball in the dark of night. Ain't gonna pull my punches, cause I love to fight. For I knew things got out of control, I set my sights on making it out whole. Yes, she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny, but don't say a word, I'm in love that girl. Yes, she's shiny, oh, 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 so shiny. She keeps spinning round and round in a whirl. Sometimes she doesn't like the way I deal. Sometimes she lets me know it's steel. Sometimes she sets good men on fire. Climb aboard and she'll ride down your spire. Yes, she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny. Don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. Yes, she's shiny, shiny. She keeps spinning round and round in a whirl. I found her in a down and out dirty place, head down, feeling no disgrace. Looked inside and I saw hope in her eyes. One day that that firefly would fly. Cause she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny. But don't say a word, I'm in love with that girl. Yes, she's shiny, oh, oh, oh so shiny. She keeps spinning round and round. That girl.
Hey, this is Mark Gunn, and that is She's Shiny. It's from my brand new album of Firefly drinking songs called As Long As I'm Flying. You can buy it at fireflydrinkingsongs.com where you can also listen to Canton Radio. And next up is Reaver's Lullaby. Sancha.
Close your eyes and sleep. There are reavers in your dreams. Go to sleep, my darling. There's a reaver underneath your bed. The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Stay in your bed. There are Griswolds on the floor. The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Sugar and spice and everything nice. Why do you think we say that? It's so the reavers underneath your bed will want to eat your face. He used to have a sister. She wouldn't go to sleep. So the reavers underneath her bed ate her face. Do not call for your mother. Who is it that you think who let the reavers in to eat your face? Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. Who can account for the taste of reavers? The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Baby, don't you cry, or the reavers won't wait till you fall asleep before they eat your face. My father sang this song to me, but he slipped and he fell on a Griswold. And the reavers underneath my bed ate his face. That is not a blanket.
So you couldn't make it out to fair. No reason to feel sad. Just remember all the times you've gone and all the fun you've had. Now ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechaun. At RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com. It's a place you can go to marry Mary Mac and ooh, but my Lady Greensleeves, or a wild Irish gypsy rover all around the blooming heather. And fill to me the parting glass, for she once was a true love of mine.
Love of mine.
With a ring ding ding little idio, and a hey and a ho and a hey nanny no. Yes, your favorite songs played by the minion leprechaun. At RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
was there and see you were from the heather. Get a horse and we'll anchor ere the sun sets on Mingalay.
Performed by Celtic Affay from debut album. Find out more at facebook.com/Celtic Affay. That's spelled CELTICAFAE.
It's funny because it's their debut album and it's called Debut Album. Celtic Affay brings magic to kids of all ages.
That includes him.
Oh, I've definitely not grown up yet. Coming up next is a band that we have performed with several times. These are just the nicest people you could possibly meet and great entertainers as well. They act like they rehearse, like they know what they're doing. What's that about?
You can say the band name.
Fair to Midland is the band name. The title track from their new album from last year is What If a Day. You can find them online at fairtomidland.com, FairetoMidlin.
Thank you.
Hola, this is Miguel from the Juan and Miguel Show, and when we are not sword fighting or cracking whips, we are actually, and I mean this, listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. I mean, who cannot like music? Really. Adios.
And I wished I knew ya. You wrote your name on my soul, and I feel like I'm out of control. You wrote your name on my soul, that's what it is, so I'll go with the flow. Shadows, I'm sure I couldn't see. You stepped closer and your beautiful face looked up at me. I took your hand in mine and we wandered off down the road. It feels so right, it's like I've always known ya. You wrote your name on my soul, laughed as I twirled you about. You wrote your name on my soul and held your breath as I touched your mouth. Through the wheels of time we travel the globe. As we reel through life, adventures. Happier than I've ever been.
That song was Name on My Soul by Kilted Kings from their 2017 album Name on My Soul. And you can find out more about them at markgunn.com, M-A-R-C-G-U-N-N. All right, what's going to happen next on this podcast? Help us out.
The next song is Skillywidden, performed by Cantiga from A Timeless Journey. Find out more at www.cantigamusic.com.
Thank you.
Right now, the patrons of the podcast are listening to these songs: Brocknar's Ferment by Pictus, Sökpiksblatt fra Norra Råda. Any Swedish speakers, please let me know if I got even close to right on that. That's by Peter De Piper. The Mermaid by Celtica Fey. The Working Man by The New Minstrel Review. I'll Drink from Dusk Till Dawn by Mark Gunn. Depths of the Ocean by Musical Blades. Bosun's Verses by Ye Banished Privateers. Is that The Banished Privateers? Bar und Imbus by Aelstorm.
Is greener than the grass.
Lay the bun to the bonny broom.
And what is smoother than the glass?
And you'll beguile the lady soon.
What is louder than a horn?
Lay the bun to the bonny broom.
And what is sharper than a thorn?
And you'll beguile the lady soon.
What is deeper than the sea? And what is longer than the way?
And you'll beguile the lady soon. The youngest sister, true and wise, lay the bend to the bottom.
then you'll be gone, lady, soon. And now, fair maids, I bid adieu. Lay the pen to the bonny blue. These parting words I'll leave with you. And you'll be gone, lady, soon. May you always constant prove. Lay the pen to the bonny blue. Unto the ones that you so love.
And you'll be gone, lady, soon.
Song was Riddles Wisely Expounded, performed by A Minstrel Meets a Harper from A Minstrel Meets a Harper. Find out more at www.facebook.com/minstrelmeetsharper.
You know, it's traditional, if you're going to pretend to be British, to always pretend to be British. Otherwise, no one's buying it.
Stop it. Heartfelt thanks to the friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Elizabeth Burkholder, Hank Woodward, Jody, Kurt Mueller, Marie Vopio, Ron Langford.
They're not buying it. Craig's not buying it. Elizabeth, she doesn't believe it. Hank, Jody, Kurt, Marie, and Ron, none of them believe your fake accent. I'm sorry. How are we doing? Oh, good Lord. Why do I have to ask that now? Email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Call or text 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. Now we're supposed to say goodbye in our own special way.
Well, you didn't want me to sing the song. Goodbye.
Ow. If only you knew the annoying thing she did that I had to edit out.
Stop it. You're editing that too. Oh, wait. Too.
But if you keep listening, you'll get to hear some of them at the very end. It'll be great.
There's no bloopers.
Oh, there will definitely be bloopers.
Stop it.
Let's take it out now, appropriately, with a farewell song. This comes from the New Minstrel Review. And their album from last year is Many Hands. This is their third CD. You can find them on Facebook at New Minstrel Review, R-E-V-U-E. And that is a wrap from us.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.